listener production.
Hello there, Damien Carvin with your explainer to Canberra, and today is all about Scott Morrison and those secret portfolio appointments. During the height of the pandemic, the former Prime Minister used unusual powers that allows himself to take on the role and responsibility of ministers in his cabinet. The problem was he didn't tell the vast majority of the ministers that he was doing it. He also didn't tell Parliament and he didn't tell the Australian people. Labor's main gripe is that for an extended period of time, the then Albanese opposition were asking a minister in Parliament a question when in theory the Prime Minister was the relevant minister. So Labor shipped the whole thing off to former High Court Justice Virginia Bell to look into. She handed her report back to government 5 days ago, and the current PM wasted no time getting it straight to Parliament for a censure motion before the end of the year. Here's Leader of the House Tony Burke reading from that report from Justice Bell in Parliament this morning, just before the censure vote.
The lack of disclosure of the appointments to the public was apt to undermine public confidence in government. The secrecy with which the appointments had been surrounded was corrosive of trust in government.
So former Prime Minister Scott Morrison does have his right of reply. He got on his feet and spent much of the time defending his government's response to the COVID pandemic.
Australia emerged stronger under my government. I have no intention now, Mr. Speaker, of submitting to the political intimidation of this government using its numbers in this place to impose its retribution on a political opponent.
Yeah.
So Anthony Albanese has accepted all the recommendations of that Bell report, which means the censure vote will happen. Labor's numbers have secured that, and it'll be a slap on the wrist, and life moves on. That's The Explainer. For more Perth news on demand, go to the Listener app.